Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Dolly Vogt, and I am the Executive Director of Capital One Hall.
And we're speaking because it's the grand opening this weekend, I believe October 1st, correct?
That is correct. We open up with Mr. Josh Groban.
Wow. Well, first of all, I want to get into the facility in a second, but let's talk how you guys were able to land such huge acts for the opening weekend. So, starting with Josh Groban, how exciting is it to have Josh Groban on opening night?
Oh, it's terrific. He is an amazing artist and really iconic. And we're so delighted to have him. And I think he was excited about coming on board and being our first performer at this beautiful venue. So
Yeah, I just saw him last night at the he was on the Tony Awards a lot, and that one of a that voice is, I mean, everyone knows You Raise Me Up, but that voice is just iconic, like you said. So, and then okay, and then after him, he's the big grand opening, but then you have a country sensation band, Little Big Town, for two nights, Saturday, Sunday. How do you land such big acts? I know you got Clint Black coming up later in the year, but for Little Big Town this weekend, that's a big deal.
Well, we're with the ASM Global, and so as a company, we have them in numerous of our cities because we manage arenas and theaters all over the country. And we saw the top tour pop up, and our company went ahead and reached out to them, and they graciously agreed to come. So we're really excited. It goes from a Josh Groban, which is a more intimate evening, to a little bit Big Town, which is going to be a rocking good time.
Oh yeah, I believe they just played. I guess it might have been a private event at the Hamilton. It was like it's called Grammys on the Hill, and seeing them play in DC was great. And so this might be one of the first times since then that or at least a public event people can get to see them. I mean, are you a fan of Little Big Town? Do you have a favorite song?
Well, I'm a fan of all kinds of music. I've been in this
Gotcha.
business over 40 years, so you can't, there are favorites, but I love them because they're upbeat, they're country, but they're a little bit pop and rock, and they're just a wonderful stage act. They really
Oh.
are. So we're excited about them.
Oh yeah, ever since they came on the scene with, was it Boondocks? You get a line, I get a pole. We can't wait. All right. So
Look at you. You're a fan.
Oh, big fan, big fan. Big country music fan. Okay, cool. So, let's talk more broadly about the venue itself. How much planning has gone into this? Like when did it actually become like approved that you knew this was going to be an event or a venue? And then take me through this wild journey of, I mean, trying to launch during COVID of all things, but now's why is this now the perfect time to open?
Well, this actually has been in the planning stages for several years, and but I came on board in April, but have been involved in the venue planning for about 3 years, right? And the venue itself is going to be used for in-house Capital One meetings, and it's going to be used for Fairfax County nonprofit groups like the Fairfax Symphony and the McLean Symphony and Gin Dance. So we're going to have an array of nonprofit performing arts that first month and beyond. And it's a right size for this region. It's just a little under 1600 seats. Acoustics are amazing, right? Comfortable seats. It's just this intimate place, not right for everything, but right for what we're doing. I mean, we have, of course, Little Big Town and Josh Groban, which is the opening weekend, but it's going to be pretty substantial comedy. We have probably 15 to 20 comedy acts, all national acts that are coming in. We're looking at a Broadway season, starting out with Waitress the end of October, Halloween weekend, right? And we've got some kids shows as well, family shows like Charlie Brown and Elf on a Shelf. So, and the comedy, will be, and then we have some nonprofits as well. So, overall, we got an array of just about anything you'd like to see.
Absolutely. Tell me more about the Broadway series. I know you said it starts with Waitress, but what all sort of shows do you have coming up? And just sort of how do you, why was Broadway such a important thing? You know, there's a lot of venues that, you know, it's more just concert acts, but why is it kind of cool to have a Tyson's Corner Broadway spot now?
Well, you know, it really reaches far reaches. First of all, Fairfax County, a lot of Fairfax County residents go either to the Kennedy Center or other venues in town and go to New York to see Broadway. And so there was real interest. A lot of folks reached out and asked whether we were doing a season. So we're doing an abbreviated season this year. We're going to do Officer and a Gentleman, Fiddler on the Roof, and of course, Waitress, which is one of my favorites. And then next year we'll expand it a little bit, you know, and, you know, we're going to start with split runs, weekend runs, and, you know, maybe we'll get to a point where we'll do full week runs, but we're not there yet. Okay. We're going to take baby steps, but we think our Fairfax County users and beyond, it's something they really want to see. What makes it good here is we're right on the metro, right? We're right at the station, at McLean Station. We have on-site parking, which is reasonably priced. It's only $10, right? It's just an alternative. You might not want to go all the way to New York to see a show, you know? So we're hopeful that we'll do really well. We already have a really strong Broadway subscription base, and we'll see how it goes.
Sounds great. All right. Well, remind us, take us, like, you know, if our listeners get in the shoes of one of our listeners, and I know we're a radio station, so I guess you have to paint a visual picture with your words if you can. But, you know, when one of our listeners hears this and they come to the theater, to Capital One Hall, and they walk in, like, describe what they see. You know, what's sort of the layout of the place?
Very similar to other venues in town. We are going to check for COVID, right? So you have to have a vaccination card and a governmental ID, whether it be a license or a passport or something like that. So that's the first thing you'll do, is to show that. Then your ticket will be scanned. And then once you do that, we'll check your bag and make sure that, you know, you don't have anything in there you're not supposed to bring in. And then you go through one of our magnetometers, and that will also include a temperature check. We want to make sure that all our patrons are safe and COVID free. Once you come in the lobby, it's a pretty dynamic sight, white marble and just glistening gold above. And it's just, you come up this grand staircase. You can either come up the staircase, you have elevators and you have escalator as well. You come up to the main grand atrium, which is absolutely beautiful. Lots of light, lots of windows, white Italian marble, and these wonderful bars, so you don't have to stand in line. We over-indexed on our restrooms, so you'll see lots and lots of restrooms, because I know you only have 15, 20 minutes of intermission time. You want to be able to do your business in the restroom and then also, you know, be able to get a beer or wine or a soda. So, so that's what you'll see. And then once you come into the hall, it's pretty dynamic, Jason. It is so beautiful and so comfortable and very, very intimate, right? I've run arenas before. It's nothing like arenas, and it's very similar to some of the theaters in town, but it's much more vast in the lobby and then very intimate once you get in, just into your seat.
Very cool. I
think that gave you a good kind of picture.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. That was perfect. We mentioned Josh Groban in Little Big Town this weekend for opening weekend, but what are some of the other concerts that might be coming up? Don't you have like Kansas and Clint Black and some other big ones coming up?
Yeah, we do. I don't want to spill the beans on some that aren't confirmed yet, but yes, Kansas comes in February for sure. Amy, we're actually going to have a concert announced pretty soon. That's country/Christian, I can't talk about. I would love to be able to share, but I can't really share just yet. So
it's all right. Well, some of the ones that
very,
So I was going to say, some of the ones that you have announced are some big comedians, D.L. Hughley and Rob Schneider and a bunch of, could you rattle off some of the ones that we, that are announced?
Yeah. So we have, let me look here. I've got to look at my board because of course there's so many of them that get so big. We have John Crist coming up, right? We have Taylor Tomlinson. We have Heather McMahon. We have Leanne Morgan, Dimitri Martin. So, you know, you name it, we have it.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, anything else we should know before we run? I mean, well, I guess why, what sets this venue apart from maybe all the other ones that in the region? If our listeners, you know, they're trying to figure out what they're doing on a given weekend, and there's so many venues around the area. Well, start slowly reopening, I guess. There used to be more, but now post COVID, there were still a bunch. But anyway, you know, what sets you all apart?
I think what sets us apart is everything here is at hand, right? So you come in, it's really easy to park because our parking is right there in our building, right? So you can go right in to the theater. So that's very, very convenient. Before or after the show, you can go to the Star Hill Beer Garden, which is right above us on the perch, right on the roof, right? Which is great. And that makes it easy, right? You can go to Star Hill before the show, or you can go after the show, and they always have talent up there. There's always bands up there. It's hopping. So that's really great. And if you don't want to take your car, right, you can go right to the Metro. So that's what makes it a little bit different, that you don't have to walk 6 or 7 blocks or have to drive. You're about, I don't know, an eighth of a mile. It's like right around the corner to get to Metro, or just right across the street to go and park. So that's what makes it better. It's more convenient. We focus all about customer service, Jason. It's really, really important. I'm old school, right? I've been in this business for 40 years, so I'm an old girl. To me, it's just everything about the customer. The customer is always right. I want the customer comfortable. When you come here, I want you to feel like you're home.
Well, we can't wait to come home then. It's gonna be great. Everybody check out Josh Groban, kicks it all off this Friday, October 1st, followed by Little Big Town Saturday, Sunday. Can't think of a better way to start it off. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jason.